What's the song that everyone needs to hear? Or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget? On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
Hello and welcome to Castaway Cassettes. I'm your host, Flora. Castaway Cassettes is a weekly show here on URN where we have different guests explain their lives through six tracks. Our guests come from varied backgrounds, from professors to students, who all shape the music scene here at Nottingham University. This week's guest is Gideon, otherwise known as Jerob, who is a local musician and songwriter, and he has recently been on BBC Introducing with his single Paint Me in Gold, which has over 60,000 listens on Spotify. He has just released a single called Hold On, which is out now. Welcome, Jerob.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm very excited.
Good.
We're going to start off with your first track, which is one that you said helped you appreciate music more deeply. Yeah. Would you mind introducing it for us?
Yeah. So this track is it's probably the first song I started listening to when I was younger, and it's actually the first song I think I learned how to play on guitar. So it's definitely got huge appreciation in my life on like. Why I do music and why I love music. It's called Skinny Love by Bon Iver. So yeah, I really love the artist and I love the song and I love covering it. Nice. So this is Skinny Love.
My
This is Castaway Cassettes.
Sweet. So that was Skinny Love by Bon Iver, which Jerob said it helped him appreciate music more deeply. So, Jerob, when was the first time you remember listening to this song?
Oh, good question. I probably was in my bedroom. I picked up a guitar and I was like going through four chords, like learning the four chords off YouTube. And one of the songs was Skinny Love. And so I was like, oh, I'll just pick that one. I must have been like 15, 16, maybe 14. 14, 15, 16. It's all a blur between those 3 years.
I feel like that's quite late for quite a few of the people that I've met who are into music.
Really?
You say, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to. Oh,
no, I don't know.
Was there a lot of music in your household growing up?
None of my parents are musical. My siblings aren't. My brother is a little bit. Not loads, but I'm probably the most like music, the only person who does music in my family. Yeah.
And how do they find that?
Yeah, they love it. My family got quite a creative orientated family.
Okay.
Well, my dad and my brother really. But yeah, they love it. I only really started doing music properly, as in like putting out music and going doing gigs and stuff, like made a decision to like do music in like April.
Oh,
this
wow.
year.
So recently, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of gave you that push to, you know, get into this new area?
I don't know what gave me the push. I guess it wasn't ever anything I really wanted to do. When people would ask me, oh, you're gonna release music and write and do all that stuff one day, I'd be like, nah, that's not for me. And I guess it just changed last year. And then I started working on some music and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And I brought out a single in April.
Yeah, which is very brave of you to do that after saying, no, you don't want to do it for a while.
Right.
Did you get very nervous around doing that, or was it, did it feel something?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Definitely. I think because you don't know if your song's good, because only you've like written it and played it, so you have no idea if it's a good song or not. And it was only when I was just gonna release it on the day, and one of my friends was like, no, this is a good song. And I was like, oh, is it? And like he was like, oh no, you've gotta give it like due diligence, you've gotta like promote it and all of that. So I was like, okay, I'll do that. And the song ended up doing really well. So
yeah,
I was like, oh,
so well.
Thank you.
I noticed that the song that we just played of Skinny Love by Bon Iver and your song Paint Me in Gold, they're quite different vibes.
Mm.
What is it about the song by Bon Iver that makes you like it so much?
It's so interesting because I don't even fully understand what the song means. It's like, have you ever heard a song where you don't really get the lyrics, but it just makes you feel something like on the inside? I think that's probably what I strive to do when I do music, and like with my song Paint Me in Gold, like I want people to feel something. Like that song Skinny Love, I don't really understand what Skinny Love really is. Like, I do a little bit, but every time I hear it, I feel like, oh, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It makes you feel some sort of emotion.
So would you say that lyrics don't really matter that much when it comes to music? It's more the emotion that it creates?
No, I think they go hand in hand, definitely. I think if that song like sounded great but the lyrics were like dumb, like didn't make any coherent sense whatsoever, I think it'd distract from the emotion the music's trying to create. So I think like the lyrics are the message and the music is the packaging, really. It's like if you have a good present for somebody, you want to give them in a good packaging. Otherwise, they're not going to appreciate the present as much as you want them to, really.
Yeah, I'm loving that metaphor.
I was on the spot.
Yeah.
Straight off the dome.
Sweet. We are going to move on to your next track, which is a song that you said connects to your spirituality. It's Stupid Deep by John Bellion. Why did you choose this song?
Why did I choose this song? Firstly, I love the artist John Bellion, if anybody knows him. If you don't, get to know him. Do you know him? Have you heard of him?
No,
have you not?
Oh,
you should get to know Flora.
Okay.
he's just he's a really incredible artist, and I think he's a genius. And just the song Stupid Deep, I guess it, the lyrics go, what if who I hoped to be was always me, what if the love I fought to feel was always free, what if all the things I've done were just attempts of earning love. And I think I just think for everyone in the world there's almost a searching. We're all searching for something. We're all looking to fill some sort of place in our heart. Some people do it through a great job and looking for financial security. Some do it through a relationship or whatever. But I think we're all searching for something to fill our hearts. So that's why I love this song. It just narrates it so beautifully.
What if who I hoped to be was always me? And the love I fought to feel was always free? What if all the things I've done, yeah, were just attempts at earning love, yeah? Cause the hole inside my heart is stupid deep. Stupid deep. What if where I've tried to go was always here? And the path I've tried to cut was always clear? Why has life become a plan to put some money in my hand, when the love I really need is stupid cheap? Stupid cheap. What if who I hoped to be was always me? And the love I fought to feel was always free. What if all the things I've done were just attempts at earning love, yeah? Cause the hole inside my heart is stupid deep. Oh, stupid deep.
Song that everyone needs to hear, or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget. On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
Welcome back to Castaway Cassettes, your weekly show here where we interview lots of different guests and they explain their lives through six tracks. We were just listening to Stupid Deep by John Bellion, which was wonderful. I really loved it. And we have Jerob here, who chose this song as he said, it connects to his spirituality. Mm. How would you describe your spirituality?
My spirituality? Mm. Interesting question. I think I'm a Christian, so I'm a Christian. That's, I guess that would be my, the bridge to the spirituality question. I've been a Christian all my life, and grew up with like Christian parents and stuff. Yeah, I guess that would be, would this answer the question?
Absolutely, kind of? Beautifully done. And would you say that your, I'm going to say faith, is that an okay word to use for you? How does that have an influence on your music, would you say?
Oh, great question. I think the message of like Christianity and the message of Jesus is all about hope. And it's all about love. And I think when I started doing music, all those many years ago in April, I was like, oh, I don't want to just, because there's so many artists in the world. Like, if you go on Spotify, there's literally thousands of people. And it was a little bit daunting to start with, where I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to just be another, like, just like another voice up there in the clouds where, do you know what I mean? And I was like, I want to actually make songs of substance and songs that actually have a bit of weight and hope and love. So I love writing songs about just like real life.
Yeah, and I guess for you, and I know for me as well, real life includes your faith and your spirituality, yeah, right? So I guess it kind of comes through in that way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you say like your, I wrote down faith community.
Yeah.
But I guess we can just say church, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How much have they helped you along this journey since April?
Oh, great question. I think it's just great to have a community of people who just like really care about you. I think when you do something like stepping out into the world and doing music and not knowing if it's gonna work out, it's good to have people around you who are really supportive and really like encourage you, and when you don't feel like you're doing well, let you know that you're doing better than you think you are. So yeah, it's been great to have that like body of people.
Yeah, sounds like an amazing community to be a part of.
Yeah.
We are going to move on to our next track, which you chose, Talk About Us by Joe Baxter, which you said is a song that you're loving right now.
I'm loving it right now. It literally came out the other day.
Okay, wow, yeah. Really right now.
Literally right now.
why do you love this track?
I'm loving this track. Joe's actually one of my good friends, and I just think he's a like amazing songwriter, and he writes really great songs, and this song is just one of the ones I picked because I really like him as an artist. But it's probably his most recent song. Okay. I'm enjoying it right now. So talk All about right. us. Listen to it.
You've been playing on my mind, and I can't get you out this time. I'm sad at thinking about when we were young. I tell everyone about our lives, but we were going to lay in our drives. We would buy our favorite wine and drink all night. Up and up and away we go. Talk about us.
About you. Do you dream about me too?
I think about it.
is Castaway Cassettes.
Sweet. So that was Talk About Us by Joe Baxter and Chavella. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. That was a really cool song. And you said Joe Baxter's a bit of a friend of yours.
Yeah, he's one of my friends. Yeah.
So this is a bit of a shout out to him.
A little bit. You've got to shout him out.
Oh,
really.
Of course. You have to
always shout your friends out.
And what is it about this song, and I guess about your friend, the artist, that you like so much?
I think he's just a really good songwriter. He writes really song good, like, you know, I was talking about earlier about when you feel something with the music that you hear. I think it's kind of like that. Every time I hear his music, like, I feel something on inside, and I just think he's doing really well for the Nottingham scene at the moment. The Nottingham music scene is really great, and then there's so many great artists, so many great musicians who are doing their thing. It's a great music hub.
Yeah. Definitely. And do you think you've only realized that since you've now kind of gotten into music, or beforehand?
Yeah, okay. 100%. I didn't I guess I knew a little bit before I started doing music. Like, I knew about, like, Jake Berg, the big ones, Amber Run,
yeah,
some artists who've, like, working out, but, like, since I started doing music and I started gigging and doing open mic nights in Nottingham, it's just been great to see the amount of people who are just on their grind as well, just trying to do their thing and supporting one another also. I've made loads of new friends who are doing music, so it's really cool.
I definitely think that is what something, like, really specific about the music scene in Nottingham is that everyone does seem to be so supportive of each other. While in other places, like in London,
maybe a bit of competition.
So much competition, sometimes even like backstabbing and things like that. So it's just so great to see here in Nottingham where everyone's just trying to lift each other up, which is
definitely
awesome. What do you think makes Joe Baxter different from the crowd?
Good question.
I know he's your mate now, so I feel a bit bad
to brag on him. He's I know him, and I know, like, when he writes songs, he loves to write songs for people, not just for, like, charts, you know.
Yeah.
There's songs that will sound great, but songs that actually, you know, that people will love and people can connect with. And I think in just this day and age where it's like, I was speaking to someone the other day, like, the music industry has almost become like a machine. It's like a money making machine where you have, like, thousands, like, hundreds of artists just lined up, and one of them gets an opportunity and then the rest of them are expendable.
Yeah.
And I just think it's refreshing to have somebody who just genuinely cares about music.
The music, totally. Have you found that for yourself? Have you found the kind of money-making side behind the music a bit scary?
I think, me personally, I don't really understand fully the whole music business side. So I've got a friend who's currently my manager, and he loves that kind of he loves, like, the strategy and the business side of music. Whereas I think for me, it just gives me a headache just thinking about it and thinking about, oh, there's labels and this and that, and like, I think it's all good within its context, but when it's stopping me from creating good music, I'm like, oh.
If you're too focused on trying to, you know, beat the algorithms or whatever, then I feel like you're not creating good music. So it's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. But it's definitely a fact, because at the same time, you want people to hear your music. If you create the best music, but you don't have the best packaging, like I said, like, if it can't go anywhere, then no one's gonna hear it.
Yeah, so glad we've come back to that metaphor. Let's do it.
Full circle.
And talking of creating great music, the next track, which is a song that talks about something important to you, is in fact your track. Paint Me
Drop
in Gold
in
by Jerib. Do you wanna tell people why this song is talking about an important issue and what that important issue is, so when they listen to it, they can kind of hear what you're trying to say?
Yeah, good. I think I wrote this song earlier this year. And it just started off as an idea, really. But then as I started writing it more with a friend of mine, we kind of unveiled, like, just the real meaning of it. Pay me in gold, and you know, when you... Gold is this thing that's perfect. When you think about the most expensive thing, you probably think about gold's up there. It's like this perfect thing. And I was just thinking about just the age of social media, really, and where it's like, kind of show your best, hide the rest. No one post a bad photo of themselves when they've just woken up in the morning and puts it on Instagram, like, and expects it to get loads of bedhead and all of that. And I was like, oh, it's a little bit, I think it's a little bit soul destroying sometimes. And I was like, I thought I could write a song that could be anti that. Don't paint me in gold. Like, don't, I'm not perfect. Just the idea that it's okay not to be perfect, really. Yeah.
Which is so great. Okay, so this is Paint Me in Gold by Jerub, who we have here.
I don't need that drug you're dealing. The things we know, we don't really know. I don't want that empty feeling. I don't know, but I know that it's tearing up my soul. Falling short, living up to the image that you hold. Don't paint me in gold. Can be deceiving. Perfect's not real, it's unattainable. But maybe real is not appealing. I don't know, but I know that it's tearing up my soul. Falling short, living up to the image that you hold. Don't paint me in gold.
Everyone needs to hear, or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget. On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
Welcome back to Castaway Cassettes. Today we have Jerub with us, whose song we just played called Paint Me in Gold. And beforehand you kind of talked about how this song is all about fighting kind of against that, I want to say, like, plasticity or fakeness.
Yeah.
And actually celebrating imperfection.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah,
fair to say?
Yeah. Sure.
Why is this something that's important to you?
I think I've just got I think it's something that's affected me, like personally. I think I think we're just all affected by just social media and just this age where we're just like, we watch everyone to see that we're doing great and no one to see that when we're doing bad. And just like, it's a lot of pressure.
Mm.
I think, just like that idea that it's okay not to be perfect is actually it's a message that I want to share with like people close to me. And just like it's good to know what's really going on in your friends' lives.
Yeah,
not just the bit that you see, really.
I feel like that's perfect for right now, I guess. It is no longer November, but with you know, Movember going on, which is all about men's mental health and talking about you know, how each other are doing. I think it's really important right now, especially for guys to talk and see how each other are doing, because we look on social media for those things, right? We just see kind of fakeness. Is that something that you're passionate about, that kind of, especially the men's side of it all, or do you think everyone?
I wouldn't say that I'm specifically passionate about the men's side of it and men's mental health, although I think it's very important to shine a light on it. Just the idea that it's okay to, you know, that strong, you got to be strong kind of idea. I think it's just a little bit of bad teaching and a bad culture that we live in, where it's just not very
realistic, right? And was there something that, like, a experience that you went through or that you saw that made you write this song in particular about this thing?
I'd love to say yes, and it'd sound like a phenomenal songwriting story about, oh, I just saw this and it just changed my entire worldview. But no, I think it was just more of a concept that I related with over time. I don't think it was a specific event, and the person I was writing the song with was like, oh no, that's so true, I wonder if we could write the song about this. I started writing the chorus and that idea of not being perfect, and then it unraveled into something with a bigger meaning.
And when you're songwriting, is, you know, putting some sort of truth behind it very important to you?
I'd like to say, like, I like to write songs about real life. Whether that's like, this, I'm really having a bad time right now and it's really bad and it's crap and I don't want to, do you know what I mean? Like, I'd love to write a song about that, because that's true. Or whether it's like, hold on to hope, because that's also true, because you're gonna make it out. So I think
definitely. And you know, I feel like quite a lot of musicians recently have been kind of been talking more about mental health, and I think yours is particularly special in the fact that it talks like more about it's okay to be imperfect. What do you think is the best way to kind of talk about this message of it's okay to be imperfect? Do you think through music is the best way? What?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, sorry, it's a bit of a philosophical thing.
No, I'm quite a philosophical person.
Okay.
I like to think about it, but I just don't want to go too deep on this show. But
we like deep.
Now, I think there's so many different avenues to do it. I think it just needs to be talked about on every level, whether that's music, whether that's television, social media, politics, the governmental, like, actual things changing in the way that we have the law and all of that stuff. I think on every level we just need to shine a light on mental health, really.
And I guess that really connects quite a lot with your degree of social work, right?
Yeah
Of talking about things not being perfect and how we can work that better from 1,000%, all different angles, right? Sweet, we're going to move on to your next song, which is a song that you could never get tired of. Would you like to introduce it?
This is a great song. It is What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
This is Castaway Cassettes.
All right, so you were just listening to What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Armstrong, however you want
Armstrong.
To say it. And why do you think this is a song that you would never get tired of?
Oh, I just think Louis Armstrong's voice is just, yeah, fantastic. It's a great voice, so you don't get annoyed. You know, some voices you're like, oh, okay, I've heard it.
It's so unique, isn't it?
It's so unique. Yeah. It's a beautiful voice. And it's just a feel-good song, and it's a classic.
Yeah.
It's a classic song.
Really,
you don't
really is.
You don't want to get tired of the classics.
Mm.
It's like one of those timeless songs.
So if you were, let's say, trapped on a desert island, mm-hmm. and this was the only song you could listen to,
wow.
would you say that you wouldn't grow tired of it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'd probably have to like pause it.
Mm.
Like, it would be the only song I listen to, but I wouldn't listen to it on repeat.
Okay, yeah.
I'd have to like, maybe like once a day.
Oh, okay. Mm. What time of day are you thinking?
Different.
Oh.
Maybe in the morning sometimes, evening sometimes, late
Mix
afternoon,
it up.
During dinner.
Oh,
you know,
wow, crazy.
Switch it up.
And does this song come with any particular memories for you?
No memories. I just love the song.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just think it's a really cool song.
Yeah, and are you into kind of because all the rest of the songs are quite contemporary,
yeah.
while Louis Armstrong is a bit older.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you say that you have a specific kind of genre that you listen to of more contemporary music, or would you say that your music taste expands more?
I think it does expand for sure.
Mm.
I think more recently I've been listening to. More contemporary stuff,
mm-hmm.
just because it's just where my interest is at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to a lot of pop recently. Yeah, just different genres and different bits of music.
Was there any point when you grew up that your music taste changed a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I remember when I was like 14, I started listening to like a lot of acoustic-y,
mm-hmm.
singer-songwriter kind of music.
Mm-hmm. So like Bon Iver.
Like Bon Iver,
yeah.
exactly. Ed Sheeran, all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, yeah.
And so before then it was different?
I don't think I listened to lots of music
before
then. I wasn't really like a music person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
you kind of just listen to what's there.
Mm.
Like what's on the radio or
yeah.
what your parents are listening to or...
Very true.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then you... At some point, you start listening to your own music.
Mm. And with my last guest, Rolleston, from last week, we talked quite a lot about how Spotify has kind of changed the music scene. Of you can just go on your Discover Weekly or, you know, artists similar to, and you can suddenly get access to all these different kind
yeah.
of people. Do you do that a lot?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm.
And I do it from time to time. I don't do it. I've got friends who like are music connoisseurs. Like they will know every new song when it comes out, always.
So impressive.
But, yeah, so impressive. Like, but I now just like save playlists of my friends.
Mm.
So it's clever. So like,
you
I know,
use them.
I know when new music comes out. Well, just time to time, I'll find out what's new and what I like.
And do you think that not constantly trying to be in the loop with new music actually helps you out with your songwriting, that you're not accidentally copying other people?
Right. I don't know the answer to that question. I haven't thought about that. What do I think? I think you're definitely influenced by the music you listen to.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So it's inevitable that if you are listening to one specific genre,
mm-hmm.
Or one type of music, your music will come through in some way. So I think it will impact it. That's for sure.
Mm. Okay, so talking of impactful, I think the song from the album that's from is pretty impactful at the moment. The song that you've chosen for our next track is Clothes on Sunday by Kanye West.
Clothes on Sunday.
No copyright, no joke.
No copyright. Sorry.
And you said this is a song that other people would be surprised that you like.
Yeah.
What makes you say that about this track?
I admit people may be surprised, people may not be, but I'm like, I really like Kanye West.
Mm.
I think he's really cool.
Yeah.
I've liked him for a while. I think he's a great artist, great creative mind.
Mm.
And I loved a lot of his new album, and this is one of the songs I really liked.
And like before, we kind of talked a bit about spirituality, and obviously this is a new album for Kanye, which is all about that for him. What do you think of this?
I think it's really cool.
Moving.
I think it's awesome that he is so bold and just, he's Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't know Kanye,
bold
West
is a great way to describe
he's
him.
He's bold, naturally. So I think it's just awesome that he's doing his thing.
Mm. All right, so we can listen to Kanye West now doing his thing with his track Clothes on Sunday.
Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A. Close on Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A. Hold the selfies, put the gram away. Get your family, y'all hold hands and pray. When you got daughters, always keep them safe. Watch out for vipers, don't let them indoctrinate. Closed on Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A. You're my number one with the lemonade. Raise our sons, train them in the faith. Through temptations, make sure they're wide awake. Follow Jesus, listen and obey. No more living for the culture, we nobody's slave. This walk alone, I bow down to the king upon the throne. My life is his, I'm no longer my own. I pray to God that he'll strengthen my hand. They will think twice stepping onto my land. I draw the line, it's written in the sand. Try.
What's the song that everyone needs to hear? or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget. On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
All right, so that was Clothes on Sunday by Kanye West, which Jareb here chose because you said it was a song that other people would be surprised that you like. And we've talked a bit about this throughout this whole episode, I think, of what makes up a good song. Mm. And this song does have a bit of a different vibe from the other tracks you've chosen.
Yeah.
So we've kind of talked about it speaking truth and all that kind of stuff. But for this song, is there a particular mood that you have to be in to listen to it?
Good question. No, I don't know if there's a specific mood I'd like to be in. Mm. I can listen to it in the morning. I listen to it before bed or whatever. It's just a good song.
Yeah. And you said that you've been listening to quite a lot of pop recently.
Yeah.
Do you see your music taste changing towards the kind of more poppy side of stuff?
I do ask myself that question because sometimes I'll hear a pop song, especially the more like acoustic-y, soft pop kind of songs, and I'm just like, I love this, I love everything about this. But I also love R&B, I love soul music, I love rap music. I'm a huge fan of like Chance the Rapper and Kendrick Lamar and even Drake. I love Drake. People hate on Drake, but I love Drake.
You'll go on record saying that you like Drake. Are you sure? The haters might come.
No. Yeah, haters. Come chat to me. no, I love different kinds of music, I'd say. I think music is one of those things that it's always changing.
Yeah.
What you love and what you don't love. Just as years go by, you like different things.
Yeah, and would you say that the music you produce will always be changing as well?
I hope so. I hope so, otherwise I'm not really getting better.
And do you see it changing towards like acoustic-y side, R&B side?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
Yeah, you just kind of go with the flow.
I'm just going to go with it. I think one thing, I don't want to like label it too much, where it's like, oh, this is an R&B song. It's like when you put songs through like a distributor, you have to like place it in a genre.
Yeah.
And it always gets me like, oh, but I don't really, it's not really a genre.
Mm.
But I guess it's what is what it most sounds like. But yeah, I hope it changes all the time. It means I'm changing.
Yeah.
Which is good.
We should always be evolving, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, sadly, that was our last track.
That's okay.
So thank you so much for being here today and sharing your insights with us. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
I did.
You're awesome. And thank you so much for listening to Castaway Cassettes. And while you're at it, have a listen to Jareb's music on Spotify and on other music streaming platforms.
Please
and especially have a listen to his new single, which came out only 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Crazy. And it's called Hold On. As always, you can get in contact with URN on Twitter and on Facebook at URN1350 and on our website www.urn1350.net. Thanks so much for listening and join us again next week, 3 till 4 p.m., where we'll be talking to yet another guest and hearing their insights onto the music scene here in Nottingham. But before we go, we are going to listen to Jareb's new song, Hold On, so enjoy that. Oh,
Close your eyes, you'll never.